There is a classic revenge story from the Old Testament. Actually, there are quite a few in there. One story tells how, around 600 BC, an Assyrian army laid siege to an Israelite city and cut off the water supply. Soon people were collapsing in the streets and talking about surrender. So a beautiful widow named Judith walked into the enemy camp accompanied by her maid. Judith flirted with the Assyrian general Holofernes, got him very drunk, and then the women cut off his head. Lots of artists have painted this sexy, gory tale, like the master Caravaggio. Judith Kempner found out how Caravaggio and his pupil, Artemisia Gentileschi, put very different spins on it.
Caravaggio seems to have set a really unfortunate trend of spurting blood that was picked up by a number of his followers, including Artemisia Gentileschi.
Larry Silver is a professor of art history at the University of Pennsylvania. In the picture he's looking at, it's obvious that the artist is horrified at the thought of a fragile woman slaying a virile soldier.
In Caravaggio, she is demure with a very delicate dress and with very fine features and with no seeming agitation or stress of her body at all.
What Caravaggio just could not bring himself to do was to show Judith as a real killer. Her sword looks like an egg beater. But when Artemisia Gentileschi came to paint the same moment in the story...
The two women really are at work. I think it's in that painting that you see the work, if you like, of decapitating.
Mary Jacobus teaches English at Cambridge University.
And now I think it's not the drama of Holofernes' last moments, but the work of the women. And I think in their busy forearms and in the curious way in which his head seems to be emerging from between what could be almost be thighs, and the two women look like midwives, hard at work with their huge arms, giving birth to this head. And yet there's something quite different about that representation from Caravaggio's, and I think that the difference lies in the power in those arms.
Two pairs of stocky butcher's arms. The sleeves are rolled back and the muscles are working hard. The blood is spurting out of Holofernes' neck. Both women look determined but unemotional. They have to get on with the job. The story of Artemisia Gentileschi's life is shadowy.
One of the things that we know about her is that she was raped as a young woman in the studio of her father by a fellow apprentice.
During the 8-month trial in a papal court, Artemisia refused to deny that she was raped, even under torture.
Many people who have studied her have sometimes wanted to see her fascination, her ongoing fascination with Judith, as a kind of woman avenger, as a form of compensation for the trauma and the abuse that she suffered, not only in the rape itself, but in the subsequent trial, which was unsympathetic to her and very unpunitive towards the male.
She obsessively returned to the story of Judith, taking it at points before and after the beheading, though the depictions of the deed itself are her signature work. She wasn't the only painter to capture the scene more than once. Her father, Orazio Gentileschi, also painted Judith and Holofernes. His paintings represent Judith and her handmaiden after the decapitation, not during. The result, much less bloody and much less dramatic. And the model for Orazio's Judith? His daughter, Artemisia. For Studio 360, I'm Judith Kampfner.